Hello, this is John O'Nolan, at John O'Nolan on Twitter. This is my very first audio boo. Insert reference for hating one's own voice and being shy about publishing vocals to the internet and all those lovely things that we always get from people doing their very first ones. I just sat here and recorded my very first audio boo, all full 3 minutes of it, of beautiful content that I'm sure you would have all appreciated, and then looked down at my iPhone to find that it had a low battery warning and recorded only 20 seconds. So, very annoyed by that. But, moving on, a few bits I wanted to cover before getting into the real sort of meat and veg of the reason for putting up my first audio boo, which is, first of all, that I think audio boo is a ridiculous name. It is so stupid. I do not want to go around telling people that I am booing, posting boos, booing about uploading a boo, or doing anything to do with the word boo. So, creators of audio boo, if you're listening, please rebrand to something that's just a little bit more trendy. Second of all, I can't believe that there is no form of audio response built into audio boo, much in the same way that YouTube has video responses and video comments. How is it not suitable for audio boo to have audio comments? I appreciate the website's still in, you know, an early stage of development, and maybe this is something that's planned, but to me, that's something that's pretty integral to the site's function. I think you probably should have built that in before launching, but there we go. So the reason I really want to upload this and share it with you so you can listen to my magnificent points is in response to a recent post by Aaron Russell, a recent boo by Aaron Russell, titled "Design to a Grid and Be Consistent." And Aaron's basic premise is that there's a lot of inconsistent designs out there, or designers who are creating designs to be developed that are out by a certain number of pixels, or that generally give developers a hard time, which is absolutely true, and a sentiment that I completely agree with. And I myself have been through it. I've been given designs that are inconsistent across multiple sort of Photoshop files, and it is a pain. The only thing that I would say in response to that is that I'm not sure a grid is necessarily the solution to that problem. I myself several times have started out designing websites with something like the 960 grid system, and halfway through I give up on it, because while I'm designing consistently to consistent dimensions, it's not necessarily to the exact pixel widths of the 960.js grid system. And that kind of, it throws me off, it limits my creativity, and usually halfway through I scrap it because I want a slightly wider sidebar, or I want a slightly wider content area. So I think in this case, and it reminds me of something Paul Boag said a while back in his video about educating clients to say yes, which is that you need to present the problem rather than the immediate solution to the problem. I agree completely that inconsistent design is a problem. I'm not sure that everyone designing with grids is necessarily a solution to the problem of being inconsistent with your designs. So that's all I really had to say on the matter. I think Aaron made some excellent points, but I would say keep the two separate. Grids have their merits, and certainly grid systems do as well, but consistent design, I think, needs to stand by itself. And that is something we all can work on to improve on in the future. So that's all from me. Depending on how well this goes down, I may or may not post future boos. If some rebranding takes place, I'm certain I will be more inclined to. But until then, I shall speak to you soon. Thanks very much.